Hi, I'm Sheena Cruzado, your host for Thick and Self podcast. I'm a mental health advocate focusing on promoting self-help through motivation, positive thinking, and psychological understanding of the self. In my podcast episodes, let's try to bring out and talk about our self-thoughts as we explore and understand ourselves and the world around us. Let's start thinking self. Welcome to another episode of Think and Self podcast. For this episode, we will be talking about this question, do you need a life shift? And since this is our topic, I would also like to share the shift that I'm currently doing right now, and that is shifting from recording my podcast with scripts to recording my podcast with just an outline and a free mind. I would actually want to share more, not just being limited on what I have written in a script, which actually take like 3 to 5 pages for just a 15 to 20 minute recording. And so I think it is better to really share what's currently on my mind, and at the same time would really love to develop my speaking skills, because this is one of the things that I'm really struggling with. It's like I am that kind of person who has something to say on a lot of things, but it's also at the same time very hard for me to express my thoughts, my ideas, especially my feelings. So this is actually a way of me to improving myself, making my passion project, this podcast, as better as I can, and wishing that it would turn out better. So going back to our topic, do you need a life shift? Well, honestly, we all come to a point in time where we'll have to decide to make some major life changes, which we call those life shifts. And this shift require at the same time mental and emotional adjustments. So whether you have encountered a major life shift or not yet, I think we need to still understand it and understand the need of it, because deciding to make big changes in life is not going to be easy. It often brings fear or anxiety, which sometimes hinder us from moving forward and choosing to stay the same. And what are some examples of life shifts we encounter in different stages of our lives? First might be that shift from, if you could still remember, being a student, or if you're still a student to a graduate, and there comes the next step, which is to look for a job and get hired. I remember when I graduated in college, I never have thought it's going to be that hard, especially no matter how excited you were to finally get a job and start earning for yourself. It's just that the process and the waiting period was actually a pressure. And so let's say, going back to the shift, let's say after that shift, you are now landing on a career where you could say is pretty good and stable. But suddenly you felt something is missing, something you want to do instead. And so you are coming to a decision to leave your job and find a new one. So now on your new job, you need to learn new skills and even continue, let's say, your education, or you'll have to go through trainings or have other certifications. When I decided to leave my first job, which was teaching, which I have been for almost 8 years, I also haven't thought it's going to be that mentally stressful. So I believe if you are in this life shift currently, like a career shift, that is indeed tough. So let's say here you are now, landing finally on the career you really wanted, and another shift is coming, that you are not getting any younger, and from being single for how many years, you are now shifting to dating someone or maybe committing in a relationship, and then from that boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, shifting to getting engaged or getting married, and then to forming your own family. Those are actually examples of life shifts. Well, most of us might have been dreaming of those, But with all the adjustments and preparations and the hard work you'll need, I think it's never going to be easier. So whatever life shift you already had or yet to encounter, like deciding to move out, leave independently, investing, or starting a business, buying your own house or car, we need to understand the need of it. And so I want to ask the question, when was the last time you felt stuck and needed a massive shift in your life? Because sometimes this shift is not just mental, but something in your emotional aspect. And I remember when I was on that stage in life where I realized I needed a life shift, that is actually the first thing that I have struggled with, that feeling of being stuck. Sometimes the shift could be due to internal conflicts where there is a need for a change of beliefs or probably actions or habits that require big decision making. And there are only two things we do every time we have a life shift. The shift could be either moving towards or moving away from something or someone. And this would sometimes lead us to choosing things or choosing people we need to stay in our lives or we'll need to cut off in life. And either of those, you'll need to figure out what you really want and what you do not want anymore and why. Because to get rid from that feeling of being stuck, I think you need to stop staying the same. And so another question, why do we need a life shift? Well, with this question, I think let's get real. Let's get real with the things that there are really a lot of moments in our lives where we just cannot feel happy anymore. But that doesn't mean you didn't try to feel happy about it. It's just that whatever you do, it just cannot happen anymore. Like you are starting to feel unfulfilled, like you're wanting to do more. And most of the time, this is something that I have realized in my life. Wanting to do more also means you just know, you really just know that you can still do better. You can still do a lot better or have better. And I believe all people are capable of knowing and feeling what they deserve because we know ourselves more than others. When we start to reflect on our own situations less emotionally and we try to become more logical, we're actually capable of knowing the things we really love. The things that we love and maybe in the past years we haven't figured out yet or we haven't thought of, we haven't imagined, but later as you look things in a different perspective, you will just see the things that you love, things that you could be good at, and the things that we are still capable of. And whenever we feel that need to make a major life shift or change, sometimes we also need to understand that maybe there is really no problem at all. Maybe it's just that what's in front of you or what is given to you isn't just enough anymore. And so we need to go out, find, explore, and just get things for ourselves. Like, for example, starting to do something new, leveling up on a relationship or getting out from a long one. We actually need to provide ourselves the opportunity to do some things better, unless we really want to stay the same. But if you are staying the same, my question is, until when? Until when are you going to stay the same? Until when are you going to stay on the path where you feel you're not really happy anymore and you're not growing and you're not getting better anymore? For sure, if you have already been in the state of wanting a change, you might already have started the planning. But at the same time, maybe still having a lot of second thoughts, I think. And I want to tell you that there is nothing wrong with wanting a shift in life. And as I mentioned some examples of life shifts a while ago, these are normal happenings in life we'll have to go through. And it's just a difference of sometimes a difference of urgency or the courage to do it. And I would like to share some of the major life shifts I had in my life just within 5 years. I was struggling in depression and anxiety when I was 23 to 25 years old. Those were 3 consecutive years, which were actually my worst. And that was actually quite a long time, you might think. But the reason why it has been that long was because I wasn't able to seek for professional help or go to a psychologist for therapy. During those times, all I remember was I was a very religious person who always gives everything up to God, and that prayers were my weapons, and that my depression and my anxiety were actually just demons in my head that I have to keep battling with every day until I cannot bear it anymore. Because no matter how hard I tried praying or continued to seek God, I ended up blaming him for being unfair and for feeling like he has abandoned me. But no matter how compassionate, for example, the people whom I have sought support and also did the same approach of helping me, nothing actually changes until I came to the point where my everyday activities were affected, my relationships were affected, and my physical health was also greatly affected. I was starting to get sick. There were even days and nights I was not sleeping and eating anymore. And my work was affected, and I just cannot function normally. And those were the times I started to really think about my whole life. Like, what am I doing with my life? What is happening in my life? I have to rethink everything and reassess everything, because I cannot just accept that this is what's happening in my life. And that is actually a good thing. When I started to question the things that are happening, when I started to question the things that I have, when I started to question my state of mind and my state of being, because I wasn't happy with that. I wasn't just about to give up on the things that I thought will always be on my head every day, every night. I thought of a way out. Honestly, I am planning to record another podcast episode regarding this specifically, so I won't go through the details anymore. To cut the story short, my beliefs of demons, sins that torment my soul, eternal damnation, hell, were badly contributing to my mental distress. Because the more I tried being religious or spiritual, the more I felt like demons oppressing me. And so I ended up with wanting a big shift or change in my perspectives. I decided to become more logical, understand the science of the mind. That is actually when I started to become really interested in psychology and even into taking psychology. And I wanted to learn how my brain might just be tricking me to think of something, bad things subconsciously. Maybe some people who went through something like mine might not have experienced the same changes that I had, specifically with my perspectives, but it's just that during those times, that need to change my perspectives is what I actually felt and what honestly helped me to go back to my normal state and do better in my everyday life again. It was very hard because the shift required many adjustments, especially with the people I have been with during those times. And to be honest, I lost a lot of people in my life. But still no regrets, because life was never the same. I have been a whole lot better. And I do believe that having a courage to change something in you, no matter what kind of change is that, is bravery. It's like it's something that you could really be very proud of when you are already done with the process of change, when you've already seen how you have changed the kind of person that you are now compared to the kind of person that you were before. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze, so if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use my referral code, all in capital letters, V5PACQWWGF, so you can monetize your podcast too. And another major life shift that I had is when I decided to leave my first job and take up a second degree in psychology. My first job was teaching. So honestly, it wasn't the course that I took in college, but after I graduated, and then I took 18 units of education. And then as I passed the licensure examination for teachers, so I continued to be in the academe for almost 8 years. And to be honest, the teaching profession is very, very promising. It's like it's actually a good job. You could be stable at it. We even have these colleagues who were earning six digits from teaching. That's why we cannot say that you cannot get something big from teaching, because there are really these people who are very outstanding and excellent in doing their job and earning for their living. However, no matter how noble this profession was, I really just came to the point where I started to feel getting tired, and not just getting tired, but to the point of being exhausted. And at those times when I was trying to figure out what were causing those feelings or those experiences that I had, I've thought, maybe it's because of the workplace. Is it because of the students? Is it because of the educational system? But honestly, as I dived deeper into my thoughts and my feelings, I've realized that there is really nothing wrong with the environment I am in. There's really nothing wrong with the people. It is actually something that I just needed to do because I want to become better. It's just that I've felt like for a long time, I have been in my comfort zone, because teaching is very comforting. You know, it could be stressful a lot of times, but it's just that I've managed to be in that state where I can teach without passion. I can teach without a lot of preparations. I can teach without doing or learning something more, without pursuing for a promotion. And it's just that I stopped thinking about growth. And I think when I started to be like that, it also took time for me to feel unsettled on that state. And I think if I haven't experienced that exhaustion or those times of being tired or losing my passion, if I haven't figured out the difference that I had at my workplace from what I am doing before when I was still new in teaching, maybe I won't be trying to become productive anymore. I will just stay the same. And that is the time when I started to think of what I really want. And since I have, just like what I've shared in my previous life shift, which is all about changing my perspectives from being religious to being a logical person, I really got interested with taking a degree in psychology. And as I have been assessing myself, I have realized that one of the reasons why I stayed in teaching for long is it's not just about having a stable job. It's not just about having a job that you can do well, but it is actually because the things that I have experienced with it, especially with dealing with people, dealing with students, and I really loved observing other people's behavior, their learning, their approaches, the way they speak, the way they express their mind. And I think I was really into that. So maybe teaching is a good job, but for a long time, maybe I am about to be done with it. Maybe I am about to enter another mission, or it could be another job that I would be dealing with people in another level. And I would really want it to become personal, not just teaching in a class, but I would rather be approaching a person one-on-one, talking about their mental distress, talking about what's going on in their lives, their problems, their longing for growth, their longing for changes, getting out from their traumatic experiences, etc. And so that was actually a big shift that I had thought of when I was 25 years old. And to be honest, it took me 3 years again. 3 years again before I made the shift. And I realized that I really have to prepare myself first. Like, I cannot just leave a job just to pursue another one, because it's not that easy, especially during that age. I was already 25 years old, and knowing that I am not just thinking about myself, but I'm also thinking about my family, and it will really take up not just your time, not just your effort, not just your desire, but also financially. It will take you up financially. And so I had to save money for 3 years just to prepare for that shift. And honestly, when I came to that point of resigning, and that was this year, now that I'm 28 years old, as I have resigned in my previous job, and started to really study psychology and plan my future ahead, I would say that there were really no regrets. It's like I've never been this excited and never been this happy. I know that there are a lot of uncertainties. There are a lot of things that I have to prepare for. There could even be consequences, a lot of risks. But it's like that feeling of challenge, it fuels me, and I think I am happy with my desire for growth. And that is something that no one can take away from me. And I know in time, I would really very, very proud in my life. So this is a major shift that I am doing. And honestly, I think I find this very, very important to share also to other people, because I believe it's not just me wanting to have a career shift, thinking of a career shift, but maybe there could be some of you out there listening to this who are also thinking about jumping from your current career to another career, which is totally different from your field of study. But I would tell you that if it is for growth, if it is for happiness, if it is for your betterment, then I think there is no one who could really tell you that you are wrong, because honestly, that is the best thing that you can do for yourself. Another major shift that I had in life is when I decided to stop dating and settle with one guy. It was actually just last year, 2020, when I decided to commit in a relationship and stop dating other guys whom I cannot see myself being with for the rest of my life. And honestly, that was also a tough decision. It wasn't something sudden. It was something that I really have thought of, like months before I even committed in a relationship, because I've really prepared myself before I committed into something serious. And before that, I actually dated a lot of guys, looking for guys who could be good to be with. And of course, that phase of getting to know each other, because, you know, sometimes when you've already been in a lot of relationships and those relationships failed, sometimes you will just really be very afraid to try again. But since my last relationship before my relationship now, I was really heartbroken at that time, especially the guy was the one who dumped me and told me that maybe I should focus on myself first because he believes that something has been wrong with me, and I really haven't moved on from that for a long time. And so I just focused dating guys and just getting to know them. But at the same time, I really have to figure out a lot about myself first so that when I finally commit into a relationship, this time it is something that I really want to settle with, and I just don't want to play game anymore, and I just don't want to fail anymore. So when I decided to stop dating other guys, that is actually the time that I shifted. I changed my priorities. I prepared myself for that. I didn't just commit it in a relationship just because I think I want it or I want the guy, but I really committed to it because I believe and I have seen in myself that finally I am ready to commit into another one. And this time I will be more matured, getting rid of my immaturity, getting rid from toxic traits that I had before. And so when I decided to settle, I think it is not just for the purpose of calling yourself being in a relationship, but it is actually for the reason that this is how I see myself grow, challenging myself to do more than what I could have expected, challenging myself to do better than with my previous relationships. And I think that desire to always grow, do better is something that is admirable, not just the thing that I see in myself, but something admirable that I believe all of us should see in ourselves. And it is something to treasure. Every time you have this feeling, you just want to change something, you want to challenge yourself, and you want to do things better than how you did them before. So how do we prepare ourselves for a life shift? Well, first that I would suggest is you really have to assess your very reasons why you need it. You have to ask yourself, do you really need it? Or maybe it is just a hype. It's just something that excites you and you're maybe just getting influenced by other people, by your friends, or pressured by people to do it. But you really have to assess your why. Does it really have to be a massive change? Or maybe it's just a change of some habits or routines. So you have to figure that out. And maybe you just need to change a perspective or a belief. So if you will decide to make a life shift, make sure you are prepared for it. Like, our brains are hardwired to resist change. And so change could be exciting, but at the same time, it can be stressful. So you have to ask yourself, how much do you really want it? If it is in that level of you really, really want it and you're willing to risk, or you're willing to sacrifice a lot of things just to get it, then that is something that you really have to prepare yourself with. It is not just jumping into the water, but you have to prepare yourself first before you dive in. You do not just do everything with just a hype, with just a blink of an eye, and then you jump off. But you have to think about it. You have to educate yourself about it. You have to ask those experts or people who could give you advice on it before you try it or before you even do it fully. And you need to commit to it by starting to change your everyday life little by little. When I started to think of changing or having a career shift and I wanted to take psychology, I didn't just thought of, okay, I'm going to enroll next semester, but I have first educated myself. I tried reading books, not just books with few pages, but I even read books in psychology with 700 pages to 800 pages and in different subjects. I have read Introduction to Psychology. I have read Abnormal Psychology, Development Psychology, Clinical Psychology, Positive Psychology, and I have tried watching and even taking up courses online about psychology so that I would really know what I am trying to get in. So it's not just about, you know, the feeling of, okay, I want this for myself, but if you really want it, you will try to figure out how much you want it. You have to understand that as you commit to it, it doesn't really require you to make it sudden. You have to change, or you have to study it little by little. You can also start with changing your habits, or you can start with, just as I have said, you educate yourself about the change you are planning to. You don't have to do it perfectly. Be prepared to commit mistakes, or even prepare yourself to lose, because change is very, very hard and it's not going to be easy. You have to prepare yourself to succeed, and at the same time, also be open to the consequences if ever that it won't work out. And if ever it didn't work out as you have expected, you have to think that there could still be other things out there for you. You just need to figure out. And if life is a journey, you have to just explore more and understand more. Then maybe you just have to get out there and try to figure yourself out and figure the things that you're good at and things that could really be good for you. So for a conclusion, making a life shift is not easy. You will surely have to make sacrifices. Sometimes it will even lead you to leaving something or even losing people. And it's always going to be a risk, but we're aiming for something better ahead. And so remember, experience is going to be worth it. Whether you fail or not, you have to charge it to experience. It will still make you better instead of just staying the same. And all of us will come to this point in time. So I do hope that this talk about life shift could help you, or could at least make you feel that you could relate with it, and you could at least feel how I felt during those periods of my life where I had a major life shift. After all, life is worth it. Experience is always worth it. Whether that is a good or a bad experience, we all learn from it. Happy thinking, self! Hope you had a great time listening. Listen for more episodes coming up about self-help through motivation, positive thinking, and psychological understanding of the self here at Thinking Self Podcast. Once again, I am Sheen, and thank you for listening.